topic of my message today is God is still speaking. God is still saying something. He hasn't gone dumb. God speaks. He has a voice. Psalm chapter 29, verse 3 to verse 9. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. Can we shout hallelujah? God is still speaking. Maybe important voices have gone silent in your life. Maybe the voices that promote progress and prosperity have gone quiet in your life. Maybe your own voice is not as strong as it used to be before. I like to announce to you that there is a voice that is still on. The voice of the Lord is upon many waters. So if the issue with you has to do with the waters, the voice of the Lord can speak to the water. The voice of the Lord thunders like a thunder. And so, if the issue befalling you, the issue challenging you, seem not to hear your own voice, there is a voice that can thunder like a thunder. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord can make the fire of no damage to you. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The cedar woods used to be considered as very strong wood. But the voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. And not just any cedars, the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord can break them. The voice of the Lord will go forth on your behalf. No one hears his voice and ignores him. When he speaks, every other voice goes down. When he speaks, everyone listens to him. When he speaks, he brings solution and he brings judgment. I declare over you again, that the voice of God shall be louder in your life than the voices of your enemies. There are many voices nowadays, and all of these voices have their own significance. Each voice is representing something. Each voice is representing someone. Each voice is representing a group. There is what is called a voice of men. And there are also the voices of demons. There is the voice of spirits. And there is also the voices of circumstances. There are the voices of rulership and government. There is also the voice of blood. Like God said to Cain in Genesis chapter 4, He said, "The voice of your brother's blood is crying for vengeance." There are the voice of men, the voices of circumstances, the voices of spirits, the voices of rulership, the voices of governance and government policies, the voices of environment, the voices of people. But there is also the voice of God. And that's the voice I'm about to introduce to you today. The voice that speaks and everyone understands. The voice that even the yokes, the burdens, and the shackles and strongholds of life cannot resist. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10 and verse 11. One of the things that God did for man when He created man, in order that man would be able to enforce dominion and enforce his authority on the earth, was that He gave the man a mouth and also put into that man the ability to bring forth sound. And after leaving man with those abilities, with such ability, a man was able to put under control every other force created by God. And one first assignment that God performed by the instrumentality of the voice of the man was in Genesis chapter 2. The Bible says, "And God brought all the animals to Adam to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called them, that's what they are." We are living in a voice activated world. We are living in a voice activated world. If you are not heard, you may not be taken seriously. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. So I'd like you to know, God is telling us that there are so many kinds of voices in the world. And none of them is without signification. There are many voices in the world. There are voices that are pushing men down every time they attempt to rise. Voices of opposition. Voices of oppression. There are voices of limitation. There are voices that will not allow for people's progress. And God is saying, none of them is without signification. So every voice has a target. Every voice has a mission. For instance, children, when they want to express themselves, they express themselves by crying out. And you know, when a child wants to cry, he doesn't have respect for environment. He doesn't have respect for location. He doesn't have respect for what is happening. As soon as there is a need for the child to cry, even though the president is here, you will hear the child. In the court, no matter how they say silence in the court, take the child there. When there is a need for the child to be heard, the child is going to cry out. And it is only when the child cries out that the parents will begin to know that there is something wrong. Because if the child doesn't raise his or her voice, the parents may think that everything is fine. So all of these voices, they have their signification. They stand for something. They represent something. Verse 11. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. If I don't have understanding of the voice. Now I'd like you to note here, the word voice is not the same thing as the sound. So if I don't understand the voice, if I don't understand what is said, if I don't understand the utterances, I will become unto the one who is speaking like a barbarian, a stranger. I will become unto the one who is speaking like a nobody, because I don't have an understanding of what his voice is. And the one who is also speaking will be like a stranger to me. And that's why it's important for you to understand the signification of every voice. What the voice represents. When you keep having a constant dream, that is a voice. And if you don't have an understanding of that voice in the dream, you are likely going to walk into the meaning of it until the meaning swallows you up. He said, therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, if I don't understand it, there are some of us that for every bad thing that happened in your life, you had a particular kind of dream before it happened. It happened the first time, and you now suddenly remember, could that be the meaning of that dream I had 3 weeks ago, 2 months ago, and now this is what is happening? That was the first time. 2 years after, that same dream came. You had that same dream, and you were thinking, this is the kind of dream I had when this other event happened. And before you know it, 2 weeks after, something else happened. And it has been like that. That's a voice. And if I don't know the meaning of the voice, I will become a stranger. And everything that will be happening to me will become strange. I pray for someone that is listening to me today, that God will give you an understanding of a particular voice that I've been speaking. That God will make you understand the signification, the meaning of that voice. I need understanding. In those days in the Bible, when kings had dreams, they will never be at peace until their dreams are given proper interpretation. Because every dream is a voice, and the interpretation gives meaning to the voice. In Daniel chapter 5, a king was in the midst of a serious feast and enjoyment, and suddenly he saw a finger wrote on the walls of his house, and he lost composure immediately. He saw the finger writing, he saw the writing that was written, but he didn't have understanding. He didn't know the meaning of what was written, and he called for a man. I need to know the meaning of this so that I know what to do. You see, even though you are going to die, if you know when you will die, you will prepare better. Praise God. If you know when you are going to die, you will prepare better. How many of us would like to know when we will die? You don't like death. I would like to know. Praise God. Isaac said to Esau, my son, go and fetch me meat, because my time has come. Isaac knew it. Called his son, blessed him, and then he went. Jacob's turn came. He was about to die, and he called Joseph. And Joseph brought his two sons, and he blessed his two sons. And then in Genesis chapter 49, he called all his sons. He said, gather yourself together, you sons of Jacob. Gather yourself together, children of Israel, that I may tell you what will become of you in the future. And he started from one person to the other and blessed them. And after he blessed them, the Bible said he folded his leg, lifted up his leg, put it on the bed, and put his head on the pillow and slept. May I die like that? You don't want to die. Praise God. I wish you luck if you don't want to die. Good luck. Amen. But when my time come, may I not leave my children and my wife without a word. Praise God. May I be able to put them together. I don't mean the one that somebody was snapping picture and then the following day dies and people begin to say that could be the reason why I was snapping picture. May I not snap those kind of picture? Praise God. I mean the one that at your good old age, you have been communicated, you have heard the voice, and you gather your children together, gather your relatives together, and then you begin to shower them with blessing and tell them, as I go, stay well. And carry your two legs, put on your bed, put your head on the pillow, and you sleep. Jeje. Nobody is running around. Nobody goes to the hospital and pay $200,000 only for the doctors to say he's dead. After they have paid $200,000. Praise God. And what are we paying the $200,000 for? Just for the doctor to make the statement, sorry, we couldn't help him, he's dead. $200,000. Don't go. Amen. Now, that's not where we are going. The Bible said every voice has its own signification. And therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I will be a barbarian. I will be a stranger. Strange things will be happening to me, and I wouldn't know about it. I sense in my spirit that today God is giving meaning to some people's voices that they have heard. Yeah, God is giving meaning to some voices people have heard. The voice of prosperity that you have heard and you have not been able to interpret it, God is bringing meaning to it in your life. Can I hear you shout aloud, amen? Unfortunately today, because of the too many voices, many are persuaded to believe that the voice of man is the voice of God. And today, we are living in that world where people believe or are persuaded to believe that the voice of man is the voice of God. What men are saying, that could just be what God is saying. But can I disagree with you a little bit that many times what everybody is saying will be different from what God is saying? Many times, because a lot of the time, God doesn't pitch his tent with the majority. It is only in the world that the majority carries the vote. Many times, God doesn't side with majority. That's not to say that everybody cannot say what God says. But many times, everybody's opinion comes from their head. Even though there are beautiful or there are very intelligent men out there, even though there are men whose voices matters in the land, whose voices matters in politics, whose voices matters in business circle, even though there are men like that, men like Ahithophel. The Bible said that Ahithophel was such a wise counselor to David that at a particular time in Ahithophel's life and administration, the voice of Ahithophel was likened to the voice of God. You know why? Because Ahithophel's counsel has never failed before. God so endowed that man that everything he said to David and David carried it out, it will work just like that. But one day, Ahithophel pitched his tent with Absalom. Absalom, the most handsome of all David's children, decided he was going to take over his father's throne by force. And Absalom gathered men and they conspired against his father to take away the throne. And of course, he succeeded 80%. The Bible said that David had to run away from the throne, vacated the palace. He ran away because Absalom had a lot of men on his side. And the worst of all was Ahithophel. When David was told that even Ahithophel, your trusted confidant, Ahithophel, your trusted counselor, is now siding with Absalom, David broke down and said, Ahithophel of all people, I know Ahithophel, I know his words, I know his counsel, I know his wisdom. If he is with Absalom, then I am not safe. As soon as he heard that Ahithophel was with Absalom, he took off. And people started telling him, if Ahithophel is with your son, then consider this coup a success. When David ran to a mountain and could stay by himself, he knelt down and said, God, I know Ahithophel's voice. I know his voice. His voice has been very significant. But God, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. God, let his word, let his voice fail for the first time. And you know what happened? Ahithophel actually gave Absalom a counsel. But God made Absalom not to obey that counsel. Praise God. Wonderful God we serve. Ahithophel told Absalom what to do. But Absalom said to him, if I do it like that, I don't think it's going to work. Let me do it like this. But Ahithophel insisted, do it like that, do it like that. And Absalom said, I am going to do it just the way you have said. While the both of them agreed, there was a man on the prayer mount saying, God, turn the counsel of Ahithophel, make his voice to be without significance. And when Absalom left the presence of Ahithophel to go and carry out the instruction, one of his friends showed up and said, what do you want to do? And he said, Ahithophel said I should do like this. His friend said, no, if we do it like that, your father will have a stronger hand. And Absalom listened to his friend and decided against the counsel of Ahithophel. As soon as he decided against the counsel of Ahithophel, he fell flat. And when Ahithophel heard it, Ahithophel said, if you had listened to my word, you will not be a victim. I pray for someone here. Every voice that have been working against you, by the reason of this message today, let those voices become foolishness. Yeah. Let those voices be quiet in your life. In the name of Jesus. The reason why so many persons today are listening to men is because of this saying, the voice of man is the voice of God. And so you see, a lot of people will take seriously the words of some men that they consider very influential. Who said it? If you walk back to your compound today and somebody says, they said by tomorrow everyone should pack out of this compound, I'm sure that the first question from you will be, who said it? And then they say to you that one tenant said it, you say, leave that man, you go and sleep. If they say to you, is the caretaker that said it, you will not take it the same way you took it if they say to you, a fellow tenant said it. Maybe you will go and meet the caretaker and say, I heard you say this. But if they say the landlord said it, you know that you need to get ready. Praise God. And if they say that the government said it, even you and the landlord will need to get ready. Praise God. So, the voices of men carries weight according to their status on it.
But can I let you know that there is a voice that is superior to all the voices, and that is the voice of God that you have come to listen to. When he speaks, every other voice will go down. And so, some people, because they have heard that the voice of man is the voice of God, as soon as their doctor said to them, "This disease is incurable, this sickness is terminal," they go back home and begin to prepare their coffin. They say to their wives, "I will soon die. Make sure that I am buried in this place." So they walk themselves to the site and choose a burial ground. When I see a man of 40 showing his people where he will be buried whenever he dies, I know that that's a man that will soon die. Praise God. You have not shown them where they will build a house. You are showing them where they will bury you. And so, the doctors have spoken. And they said, "Do you know that doctor? That doctor is a specialist. He has spoken." And so some people will take that hook, line, and sinker. Listen to me. Until God speaks, expert opinion can be the best. Until God speaks, pitch your tent with expert opinion. If God has not said anything about a particular matter, listen to what the expert has to say about it and go with it. I'm going to explain myself very well. Until God speaks about any subject matter, listen to the voices of the expert on that subject. But as soon as God speaks, no matter which expert is talking, pitch your tent with the voice of God. But if God has not spoken about any matter, please go with the voice of the expert. Praise God. Maybe you want to travel by air, and the expert have said traveling by air will be dangerous. I don't think anyone should fly. And God shows up and said, "I want you to fly by 11. And the expert said, "It will be dangerous to fly by 11. Pitch your tent with God. Fly by 11. Praise God. But you know, the expert can say, "It will be dangerous to fly now." But if God didn't say a word, listen to what the expert says. If God has not spoken, listen to what your doctor is saying. Because so many persons have acted based on ignorance. They thought they were exercising faith, but they were exercising foolishness. Praise God. You didn't hear God. He didn't say anything. The doctor said the best bet is oppression. And you have not heard from God. And you say, "I will not operate anything." Praise God. I was called to pray for a particular woman. The pastor called me. And when I got there, she's heavily pregnant. The child will not come. They have done everything. And the doctor said they have to operate. She said, "No way. I cannot be operated. I will born like an Hebrew woman," and all of that. And they have spoken in tongues all there is to speak. And she's losing life gradually. So I said, "Where is she?" They told me, "Somewhere very far from here." And I entered my vehicle. I went there. When I got there, I saw her, saw the husband. And I said, "Let the doctors operate on her. I'm going to pray for you. The prayer I'll pray for you is that you will enter the theater and come out unhurt." Praise God. And that's where I want you to join faith with me. And I prayed for her, entered the theater, and she came baby alive, mother alive. Sometimes we exhibit foolishness thinking it is faith. Do you know that sometimes God can use the doctor to save a man's life? Amen. Rather than a miracle, God can use the doctor. Because the devil can want to play a fast one based on your belief. I said, we know that he will not go to the hospital. That's the devil now. The devil can say, I know that he will not go to the hospital. I know that he will not take drugs. So let us project this thing into him and he will die. And God will show up and say, my son, get to the hospital now. Amen. Get to the hospital now. And you are still sitting down there and say, I will not take drugs. That's where the devil is fighting you from. The devil has not considered hospital. But God will come and say, go to the hospital. The devil has not gone there. So as you go to the hospital, angels are waiting for you there. The doctor will just do a little of their work and you come back alive. And the devil will say, I missed this chance. Because God is smarter. So when you have not heard the voice of God on any subject matter, stick with the voice of the expert. But as soon as you hear the voice of God, disregard what the expert is saying.